जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन भज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओ राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओ राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरचतुर्य दिवाइंद्रिय सिसिमर अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरचतुर्य दिवाइंद्रिय सिसिमर भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की, नामाचार्य चिल हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की, श्री मथुरा धाम की, श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया की, जमुना मैया की, भक्ति देवी की, श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की, ग्रंथराज भागवत महापुराण की, ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज और ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गौरव एंड गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 14। परिश्रांतेन्द्रियात्माहम् परिश्रांतेन्द्रियात्माहम् त्रिट्परीतो बुभुक्षितः त्रिट्परीतो बुभुक्षितः स्नात्वा पीत्वा रदे नद्या स्नात्वा पीत्वा रदे नद्या उपस्पृष्टो गतश्रमः उपस्पृष्टो गतश्रमः परिश्रांतेन्द्रियात्माहम् त्रिट्परीतो बुभुक्षितः स्नात्वा पीत्वा रदे नद्या उपस्पृष्टो गतश्रमः परिश्रांतेन्द्रियात्माहम् తృట్పరీతో బుభుక్షితః స్నాత్వా పీత్వా రదే నద్యా ఉపస్పృష్టో గతశ్రమః స్నాత్వా పీత్వా రదే నద్యా స్తో గతశ్రమః పరిశ్రాంతేంద్రియాత్మాహం తృట్పరీతో బుభుక్షితః త్వా పీత్వా రదే నద్యా ఉపస్తృష్టో గతశ్రమః పరిశ్రాంతేంద్రియాత్మాహం తృట్పరీతో బుభుక్షితః స్నాత్వా పీత్వా రదే నద్యా ఉపస్పృష్టో గతశ్రమః. The word for word meaning is as follows. Parishranta, being tired. Indriya, bodily. Atma, mentally. Aham, I. Tritparitaha, being thirsty. Bubukshitaha, and hungry. Snatva, taking a bath. Pitva, and drinking water also. Rade, in the lake. Nadyah, of a river. Upasprishtaha, being in contact with. Gata, got relief from. Shramaha, tiredness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: thus traveling, I felt tired, both bodily and mentally, and I was both thirsty and hungry. So I took a bath in a river lake and also drank water. By contacting water, I got relief from my exhaustion. Purport: a traveling mendicant can meet the needs of the body, namely thirst and hunger, by the gifts of nature without being a beggar at the doors of the householders. The mendicant, therefore, does not go to the house of a householder to beg, but to enlighten him spiritually.
వందేయం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదాన్ సహగణ లలిత श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। देवर्षि नारद मुनि इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज description of what happened to him. The question is something like, you are asking your guru, Guru Maharaj, how did you join the Hare Krishna movement? Fairly common question. We all love to answer it. We never forget the situation in which we came in touch with a pamphlet, a flyer, a book, a festival, prasad. I know one devotee who came to the temple when the aarti was over. Maybe Mangalarti or maybe not. But everybody was on the floor, prostrated. And the Prem Dhwani was being announced. So, he was very intrigued that normally in a normal Hindu temple, you do either pranam or just like this or just like this. You can see the inhibition on the part of a person. And I included, first time I joined a program in this hall, the noon guru Gaur Aarti was going on and everybody, like it is Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, and suddenly Ki Bajaya, that time you should sing that. So first question was, what language are they singing? Is it Hindi? No, not Hindi. Sanskrit doesn't look like that. Any other language? Bengali? You hardly hear Bengali in Mumbai. And then the four lines, and after that suddenly Shankar Baje, and then everybody started jumping. And I could not lift my eyes. My eyes were glued on the floor. I said, these grown-ups and jumping? I never danced in my life. Especially Ganesh Chaturthi, you know, it's going on. So, in our colony we used to have that. And many would look forward. In fact, I remember one family, distant relation, not very close, maybe close maybe, and the sister was getting married and this was in Panvel, and the cousins and other distant relations said, after the Bharat, we will dance. And I was saying, nah, I can't do that. For the death of me, I can't dance in public. And they said, please, please, somebody forced, somebody cajoled, somebody persuaded. And finally, after an half an hour or 45 minutes, so okay, I said, okay, I'll come. But the barat was over. The sister had already reached her sasural. So anyway, that much I remember. I think once Radhanand Maharaj asked whether a whole hall filled here and how many of you had sang in public or danced in public? Hardly anybody raised their hands because it's just not there. Now, we have Victorian England with the ladies and the lords and ballroom dancing, and we have Bharatanatyam, Kathak. Very distinguished traditions of dancing are there. Now, can you imagine Lord Chaitanya starting his dancing movement in Navadvip? And what should be the reaction of the pandits there and the scholars and the debaters? They could hardly believe their eyes that this guy was such a nice scholar. What happened? Some people would say, something happened. His father left his body. So he went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha. On the way back, something happened, that's for sure. And Sachi Mata would say, has my son got mad? And somebody would say, Hare Krishna. So, somebody would say, you massage his head with Narayan oil. I never knew that such an oil existed, but now we have in Sevasthan, Maha Narayan oil. So somebody said, no, that won't work, you need Shiva oil. So obviously these two types of oils must be there. It was Srivas Pandit who was asked by someone that, has Nimai Pandit gone mad because of some Vayu dosh? He said, blessed Vayu, I wanted that Vayu. And Sachi Mata is saying, are you sure? Nothing wrong with him? He said, absolutely nothing. Oh, I am so happy. So this is how Mahaprabhu began the public chanting, public Nam Sankirtan. And then later, through his disciples, he equated this Nam Sankirtan with the only occupational duty for all human beings for this age. Now sometimes you may feel, okay, Mahaprabhu liked dance, Mahaprabhu liked to chant or dance. He's saying everybody. He says, I order every living entity to accept this Hare Krishna movement. There is a order like that. Then he said, this is a yajna, this is a sacrifice. So later, through the writings of his primary disciples, the Goswamis, now we understand that Nam Sankirtan or chanting is not just a hobby, or we like the ragas, we like the tunes, we like the tones, we like the instruments. There is a nice conversation between Prabhupada and his New Zealand group, New Zealand disciples. And they say, Prabhupada, now we have 80 people going on and doing Harinam Sankirtan, plus book distribution also. And Prabhupada says, please bear in mind, this is not a musical performance. This is not an orchestra. This is not a concert. This is the Yuga Dharma. And you have to be careful. You have to avoid the offenses. So, Prabhupada put everything in proper perspective. There is a nice little conversation. It's available in the Veda base. So we, one of the points which I want to take today is this question we answer very jovially, how I joined. Oh yes, so this devotee came in that temple hall and there was Premadhuni going on, and then somebody just put Arghya, which is represented by water, supposed to be Arghya, all those pure elements. And that was just sprinkled on everybody. Those three drops made something stir inside. And he decided that I have to come back. And very soon he joined. He was a grihastha, but a full-time manager in one big temple in South India. So for some it could be the Shankhadwani, for some it is the Argya water, some Mahaprasad of course is a common factor. For many, the first time you eat something and you say, this is, I haven't tasted anything like that. One of my favorite pictures of a BTG back cover showing Hare Krishna festival is that devotee cook must have put the flat kaccha puri in the oil, and right in front of everybody he is making puris. So whoosh, that puri becomes big, and an old lady is like, ah. I mean, they have never seen anything being cooked like that. They don't know the flavors. So prasadam also. So basically, whether it is the sound, whether it is the water, whether it is the air element, whether it is the food element, we know what has happened. What has happened inside? That living entity has tasted Krishna. Full Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Nothing less. Otherwise that kind of transformation won't come. Then you may say somebody is taking this for the last 20 years. But there is no difference. No stirring in the heart. Because Krishna says, I reserve the right whether I should come in front of somebody or not. You go to some fancy restaurants, really fancy, and they have a small plate saying, rights of admission reserved. You know what it means? It means just you stand in front of the door doesn't mean they will allow you inside. You may say, public jagah hai na, it's a public place, anybody can come and eat. They say, no sir. We will see whether you are a fit customer or not. Whether your dress is all right, whether you are wearing shoes. There is a luxury car company, and when you say, I want to buy a car, they say, please send your balance sheet. You may say, why? I can beg, borrow, steal, what? You know? In Bombay, Hindi, they say, your father what goes. I won't elaborate. But that's what Marathi people say who want to speak in English. So they say, no, you have to certify that you have this much of bank balance. Only then we'll sell our product. So just think about it. If mundaners can have this right, you mean God is anybody's servant? That, you know, hey Krishna, come in front of me. In fact, that is a sure shot way of Krishna not coming in front of you. He will 100% not come. Anybody who orders God to do anything, Krishna doesn't come. But he gladly comes when either you have a devotional mindset. But many people will say that we didn't have that mindset when we came here. Then what happens? Third canto, ninth chapter, Lord Brahma's prayers. Verse 14, I think. 13 or 14, Prabhupada explains what is Agyata Sukriti, invisible piety or unknown piety. Read that and you will understand how over a period of lifetimes you just have taken some prasad somewhere, given some donation somewhere, and that acts. And Krishna is remembering all of that. And today Krishna has decided to, in this particular living entity's day today, I am going to intervene. Let us see how he responds. And if you respond, Krishna then takes the next step. He takes you further, further, further. So the question as to how you joined is almost universally asked and answered with joy. What if somebody says, what keeps you in the moment? Oh, then I really have to think. We are very, at least I am proud that I am here for the last 25 years or whatever. So if somebody says, how did you survive for 25 years? Well, ultimately the answer is devotee's mercy, Krishna's mercy. I don't feel my sadhana bhakti has enough fuel to take this rocket from the clutches of gravity. Gravity is like maya, always pulling you down. But this is an interesting question and we should ponder over it. So, this is verse 14. This chapter, very simply entitled Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadeva, basically has a very deep inner purport. Vyasadeva questioning Narad Muni, Prabhupada in the earlier purport says, this is called Sad Dharma Pricha. Sat word, S-A-T, Sat, is always used for something good, pious, exalted, various ways it is used. So dharma is duty. Within the duties, which is the highest duty, which is the most exalted duty, about that we have to ask questions. And few days ago, Braj Bihari Prabhu gave that purport where Prabhupada says, a very long purport. How everybody is asking questions? How everybody is asking questions? Imitating a dalal or a merchant, in one lecture Prabhupada said, right from the beginning of the day, these merchants, they always say, kya bhav? Kya bhav hai? Kya bhav? Kya bhav? And Prabhupada says, that's not a query in this category. You keep on asking questions. Birds are asking questions. Where is worm? Where is worm? They say, it is the early bird who gets the worm. Heard of it? Jo panchi sabse pehle udta hai, he gets the worm. But in the worm community, there is another saying that it is the early worm who is taken by the bird. Jo worm sabse pehle bahar nikalta hai, he gets taken, so you have to be careful. So for every right-hand side, there is a left-hand side. This is how the world is balanced. The human form of life is given to ask questions. And many times we hear people and they say, just don't have any interest in spirituality. Why? I say, malum nahi. Maybe I am made like that. No, you're not made like that. You ask questions, but they're of a different variety. So in one sense, Prabhupada has given Vaishnavism or the structure of Krishna conscious lifestyle. You do everything in this material frame. Please do that in a Krishna conscious frame. You eat here. You have families, we have Krishna conscious families. You need an occupation, here is an occupation. What is the difference? Seeing the mausoleum means the tomb of Lenin. Lenin was a person who started the Russian Revolution. And in 17 he captured power, in 20 he died. But they thought he is so great that they preserved his body using ancient techniques of putting all kinds of masalas, chemicals, and I had read an account in a, like 1920 he left, right? So 1980, 60 years down, I was in college, I read it. So these chemists, these scientists would come and check the body, and the report was, he is doing fine. Who's he there? It is just the body which is there, but they say, no, he is doing fine. I read it, nothing clicked inside. 30 years later, when I read Prabhupada's book, Prabhupada is saying, how are you and we different? We are saying, accept Krishna as the leader. You are accepting Lenin as the leader. Do as Krishna says. You are saying read Lenin's books and conduct your life accordingly. We say Krishna is in the deity. It is an avatar. The deity is called an avatar. Archavatar. Archavigraha. And therefore we feed, we bathe, we dress. Because ultimately we want to see Krishna face to face as a person, and it's possible. Here you are treating this combination of matter as Lenin, and you are giving him the same care. 24/7 there are guards there, they salute him, the God knows what all they do. So deity worship as a tattva, as a principle, it never goes out of your life. There is a statue of Netaji Subhash Bose. So he's like, chalo, go ahead or whatever. And in order that birds should not do their abhishek with their ingredients on him, there is an umbrella. But then they do on the umbrella. So, whichever thing you put out in the open, it's going to be like that. Prabhupada talks of an Ashutosh Mukherjee, Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, big, brainy person, scholar, and he said that just one day before his birth tithi, municipal workers come with steel brush, soap, and they scrubbed his statue in the park. The next day, politicians come and they give him thick garlands. Sometimes in India, you have to see what kind of garlands are given to politicians. South India especially. 30 feet, 40 feet garlands. And then they say how great he is and how nice he was. And then they leave. And the next day onwards, 363 more days, is completely neglected. So Prabhupada said, we don't do that. Once we install deities, we give them care 24/7. Why? In one sense, whatever happens in the temple hall is a facsimile, is a imitation of what happens in Vaikuntha Lok. There it is, always attention, always seva, always music, always dance, always offering. So that's what this atmosphere is supposed to be. So this is about Sat Dharma Pricha. And how can you ask questions? First of all, you need to have an interest in the subject. First of all, you need to do some reading about the subject. And thirdly, you need to have some authority who can answer your questions. So, check out in your own life. If you don't read Prabhupada's books, not like a scholar, you don't need to do that. Check out these books, anyone which you may fancy. Bhagavatam has 12 cantos, so many stories. You may say, oh, I started with this, I could not finish that. Another challenge for devotees is, I didn't finish the Gita, how can I go to Bhagavatam? So when are you going to finish the Gita? I don't know, it is taking too long. So therefore, some like the stories, some like the philosophy. But how will you generate interest unless you have tasted it? So one motivational speaker, he says that, how do you generate interest in something? Try it out. Try it out in a proper conducive atmosphere. And then you will slowly get the taste. I can vouch for it. Taste in philosophy, especially Krishna conscious philosophy, is like grows on you. Initially you may not have so much. But you make it a point of staying close to people who always discuss books, who always read books. And it slowly grows on you. So Vyasadeva is asking his guru a question. There is a very interesting point there. The word used is param. Param means after that. Narad Muni is telling, in a previous kalpa, a previous day of Brahma. Now you and me need to understand, what do you mean by that? Like yesterday, what did you do? You say, yeah, I know, it was Saturday, I had a off, I did this, I did. Friday, what did you do? Friday, I did this. Thursday, what did you do? Monday, what did you do? Okay. 10th of September, 12th of September, 2020, what did you do? Because I have to look in my diary. I really don't understand. 12th of September, 1998, what did you do? Impossible, I don't recall anything. So our memories are like that. Krishna's memory is not like that. How come Narad Muni is showing this kind of memory? Is there some siddhi? Is he empowered? What exactly has happened? I like the word so much, I just copied it. Prabhupada gives the difference. Consciousness of the material body means, your and my consciousness means, spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of the material body. Listen carefully. What you and me do is that we have a material body, but we are not material. We are spiritual spark. So what is speaking? Is the soul speaking? Who is seeing? The soul is seeing. If in a market a car comes close to you and almost touches you or gives you a little bit of a push, you look at the screen and say, "Dikhta nahi kya?" Are you chashad in the car? You say, bad car. Do you do like that? So whom do you fight with? Whom do you fight? The driver inside. So that is the main person. If he says, kya karo abhi, gaadi ne thoka hai aapko. Nahi, aapne thoka hai. Is it not? Prabhupada says, this material consciousness is so embedded in us that somebody is sitting in a car, and the car may be a fancy car and going on the road, and there is a rickshaw. Prabhupada is giving this rickshaw means the human pulled rickshaw. Thank God in Mumbai they are not there. It's kind of inhuman to see a human being pulling, but 20s, 30s, 40s, they were the vogue. They were always there on Calcutta's roads. So this rich person, a landlord or whatever, Bhadralok, sitting in a car, looking at a rickshaw and telling him, "Hey, rickshaw, we do that." But you require Prabhupada's buddhi to understand what's happening. Because I'm rich, because I'm in this car, I have become a car. This Mercedes car manufacturing company, they had this advertisement. And they had made some new improved Mercedes or whatever. So the advertisement line was, "Announce that you have arrived." Now it's a psychologically deep thing. This car, when it goes to some office, it means you have arrived, the big boss. Nobody can afford such a expensive car. So this car means you. In another class, the president's car goes, and somebody says, "There goes the president." But you haven't seen him. You're only seeing this big black limousine. Sanam, that is the president's car. So there is the president, he is going. So the material consciousness is so much thickly embedded. We identify ourselves as Brahmin. I am from this caste. I am a higher level. This person is a lower level. Please remember, you're always saying that, "Hey, rickshaw, hat jao." So this person is pulling a rickshaw and he has become a rickshaw. Do you identify him as a rickshaw? Yes, because he's lower than you. You identify yourself as something higher because of the body. So consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of the material body. What is happening with Narad Muni here? There is a word I checked on the Veda base. Prabhupada has used it only once. Entire spectrum of Prabhupada's books, this word has come only once. Supra mind. I was surprised. I never thought about that. Prabhupada would use it. What is the supra mind? Super consciousness is expressed by the supra mind on the spiritual plane, and it is as good as the spirit soul who is never annihilated. I'm just taking from the previous purport just to give an overview. So Narad Muni, and Prabhupada explains this in the Dhruva Charitra also, but Dhruva Maharaj, by being a full cooperator, he is standing on one leg and the whole planet tilts like that. Dhruva Maharaj stops inhaling air and the whole universe is choked. How is that? Because he has become so, in one sense, one. In bhakti we don't use the word one, but don't be afraid of that. This oneness is not the oneness of the impersonalists or the Mayavadis. Even though the devotee becomes as powerful as Krishna, he always sees, I am a servant of Krishna. Wait, that's not the limit of our bhakti process. Even when the devotee controls Krishna, he or she still feels, I am a servant of Krishna. In that moment, they don't understand. Like right now, we don't understand Krishna because we are in the clutches of Mahamaya, the illusory potency of the Lord. So when Yashoda Mai is trying to chastise Krishna, is she in Mahamaya? She is not understanding what is happening. When she is running after Krishna, trying to catch him, always when Krishna's pastimes are exhibited, a few Rishi Munis and Devatas, they get a free pass. You may say, every time there is something happening and the Devatas are showering flowers and they are clapping, sadhu, sadhu, wah, wah. Who are they? Just some random selected people. Not everybody gets a chance. But those who get a chance, when they saw Yashoda Mai running after Krishna, they were saying, hey Gopi, are you mad? This is Parabrahma, you can't catch him. Of course, their sound could not reach her. And even if she heard it, she would not pay any heed. She is thinking, this is my son, I need to chastise him. Why is that? अरे कल बड़ा होकर उसको कोई लड़की नहीं देगा. He may say, what? You want to chastise Krishna so that he becomes a well-behaved boy and then later he gets married to some good girl? This is that yoga maya. We have this beautiful painting of Giriraj Dharan, the last painting on this line. You see, the gopis are looking at Krishna as if, oh wow, how did he do it? Then there are sakhas of Krishna, the friends of Krishna. This all line is sakhas, eight of them, the most intimate. Sometimes when you come to the temple, it is a meditation to look at everybody and see they all have their special characteristics, their special roles. So Sridhama, among the sakhas, he is thinking, just a few days ago we were wrestling and within moments I put Krishna on the ground. And today they are saying that he is holding Govardhan. I can do it. Easily I can do it. So this is the sweetness of ignorance. We experience the misery of ignorance. We want to have a separate life, separate enjoyment, separate everything. And the moment that separation comes, trivit tap, adibhautik, adidaivik, adhyatmik. People say, how can there be an all-powerful God? How can there be a God whom nobody can understand? Right now there is corona, right? Does everybody understand how powerful it is? They say, no, we don't know. How it's spreading everywhere? No idea. Is there a cure? Who knows? Everything people relate to God, they can relate to Corona today. Nobody knows how it started. Nobody knows when it's going to stop. Nobody knows the power. They just know the killing power. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am also death. So, somehow or other you can see Krishna. Prabhupada says the atheist has no escape route. Those who say, I don't believe in any dash God who is all powerful, who can take away everything, who can do anything. So same Krishna comes as death and says, now I am going to take away everything. So you have to see Krishna. And for a devotee, why do you wait till the point of death? Right now you nourish your intelligence and see Krishna so beautiful, playing his flute, dancing with his the sakhis of gopis of Vrindavan, dancing with the sakhas, speaking Bhagavad Gita, giving his darshan to Narad Muni. So we move ahead. Without, I think Radhika Vallabh Prabhu brought out that point that how Vaishnava Acharyas are so honest. It is an embarrassing thing to say that later this thing comes. Narad Muni says, I was a Gandharva. I was very proud of my singing prowess. I used to sing beautifully. Somehow I don't have any singing ability, so it didn't really impress me that somebody can be proud of his singing. And just like those, how many of you are envious of the world's best piano player? You may say, I don't care really. How many of you envy the world's best diver, Olympic event? How many of you envy the weightlifter? But cricket, that is relatable to us. That I needed to play, but I couldn't get inside. So we envy something which we feel we can capture. So when I read about Narad Muni's thing that he was a Gandharva and he started singing. Now this is singing in the heavenly planets, right? We don't know what it was, but everybody felt offended. And when I read the purport, Prabhupada says, he started singing filmy songs. Now, I don't know, Bollywood may be there in the Gandharva planet, but every planet has their version of a Bollywood. In songs, something is acceptable, something is not acceptable. It's a fact. So, he started singing so that the girls over there could get attracted. Hare Krishna, inko leke jao bahar. So, there was this Bharat Ratna singer, and in one interview, he told that, you people don't understand. We were taught, or at least we were thinking, that we can control God by our ragas. That's the kaif, that's the kick you get when you sing. So I was thinking, you just do and then you feel you can control God? Say, yeah. That's how it is. It is intoxicating. So, each one of us has this kind of a thing. We get something from Krishna and then we want to use it in this material world to show that this is me, this is mine. I am powerful. And when it is taken away by Krishna, then we realize, hey, it was just borrowed plumes. Borrowed plumes means you borrow somebody, you put some, fix some wings, and then you fly. There is a Greek story of Icarus, father and son. One of them is Icarus, maybe Icarus is the son. So they put wax, some special quality wax, and they make wings from the wings, feathers of eagles and other birds. And then they go to a steeple, like a church steeple, the top floor. And they jump. And they can fly.
Those wings, when they manipulate, they can fly. And after some time, the son says, "Dad, look at me, you know, I am flying higher than you." He says, "Careful, careful, careful." He says, "Why? I can fly." And higher and higher and higher you go. And the legend goes that as soon as it was a bright sun and he attained a particular height, the wax melted. Crash. It's a very nice symbolic understanding. You don't have wings, so you borrow wings. You don't have intelligence, you don't have beauty, you don't have fame, you don't have anything, so you take from Krishna. Krishna gives. Why does he give? As a father, he says, "Take. Eko yo bahunam vidadati kaman. It is my job to fulfill all your needs yesterday, last life, from time immemorial." In one sense, it is not difficult to be Krishna conscious. It is impossible to be Krishna unconscious. It is not difficult to be Krishna conscious. It is impossible to be Krishna unconscious, but we all have done it. And we are very happy about it. Ki apna sab theek chal raha hai, humko koi zarurat nahi Geeta Veeta. I'm very happy. I have this job, I have this family, I have this good health, I have this, I have that. He says, "Sir, it's all borrowed property." "Nah, it's mine." Hiranyakashipu, when he's asking Prahlad, "Who made you this powerful? Why can't you die? Why I'm not able to kill you?" If you would have said, "You did tapasya 1.0, I did tapasya 2.0, latest version of tapasya, I have a better iPhone, better version," he would have agreed, or he would have said, "Acha, let me go again and do something. I gave more charity, I have more knowledge." What was the thing that Prahlad honestly said that made Hiranyakashipu's brain explode in anger and envy? Where does your power come from? The same source which is giving you power. "No, my power is mine." You say, at one point of time you did some japa, right? Brahmai Nama or whatever, whatever. So the demoniac mindset means either you give charity, you get knowledge, or you perform tapasya as a servant, as a very servile, "Oh, I am nothing, please help me, please help me." And once you get it, you completely forget who gave you. The bhakti process is just the opposite. You keep on remembering. You never let anyone who has helped you even one bit in your spiritual life fade away from the memory. Like your mobile phone, it says, "Well, these photos are of the last 6 years. You want to kick out any of them?" So you say, "Okay, tuck, 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 select all, delete." We never do that. Chakshudan jilo jai, janame janame prabhu sei. In a CC purport, Prabhupada says, one difference between the bhakti mark and mayavad impersonalism is, there is service after salvation. Moksha is not a full stop. Moksha is not a comma also. Moksha simply means, I was serving Krishna in a non-liberated situation. I am serving Krishna in a liberated situation. And this is where Mayavadis don't agree. They say, once you get liberated, so there is the jnana, gyeya, jnana, gamya. Knowledge, the object of knowledge, and the process of knowledge. It's all one. But we don't agree. We don't agree because we are the opposite party. Gita doesn't agree. Klesho diktaraste sham avyakta sakta chetasam. Hanuman doesn't agree. Bhavabandha chidai tasmai sprihami na vimuktaye. Bhavan prabhur aham dasa iti yatra na vilupyate. Oh my Lord, you may liberate me or whatever, but you are my Lord. I am your servant. I don't want to see a situation where this kind of relationship is disturbed. So please don't think that Mayavadis are the current adversaries of bhakti process and therefore unke paas jyada mat hai, hamare paas kam hai, so it's like a team sport. No! Mayavad is a disease of the heart. And bhakti is the cure for the soul. So, Narad Muni is telling that I just sang something just to get some female crowd, some Insta followers or some likes or upvotes or whatever in today's social media language. See, now they understand. I was saying about other thing, they couldn't relate to that. So immediately his video became viral and everybody came to know. But there were some who didn't like that. He said, hey, what is the occasion? What are you singing? Cursed him to take birth. And he said, then the birth as a son of a maid servant, Dasi. Now Bhagavatam is always hiding something and sometimes there is a hint and you have to understand. Samajhne wale ko ishara chahiye, ishara kafi hai. So when he says that I had no father, there has to be a father, right? Without a father, how can somebody be born? But that Dasi means my mother was just a maid servant, no proper family, I don't even know who my father was, no education. But then, those bhakti Vedantas, those sadhus who came, and sakritsma bhunjai, once I accepted the remnants from their plate, they were served most probably on a banana leaf or some other leaf. I collected those plates. But I was honest. I asked them, may I partake of something? And very graciously they agreed, looking at me as a small boy. Just one grain or whatever. And Prabhupada calls it his initiation. The word param is used word for word. Param means after that episode. That was the initiation. Basically, initiation also means what it means. The dictionary meaning is initiate means. What is the dictionary meaning of the word initiate? To start. To begin. So, initiate is to begin. Of course, there is a ceremony and there is a ritual and there is a waiting list and then so many things are happening now. But that is part of today's culture. Basically, not every time a personality would be initiated with a grand ceremony or a fire home or yagya or something. Initiation is of the heart. So then what happened? So then Narad Muni continues that afterwards, somehow one day my mother went to milk the cows and a serpent bit her and she died. What am I supposed to do? Prabhupada intervenes there and said, this is how forcibly somebody is brought at the lotus feet of Krishna. Attachment to his mother was one main. It's a good thing, right? If you stay with your mother for long. But Krishna arranged it. So, as such, he doesn't know what family means, what am I supposed to do. And the mother is the only attachment. And then she is taken away. So, Narad Muni says, I decided that enough is enough. I don't want to do anything to in this material world or a career here. And as per the situation, he said, I just started wandering over and I saw flourishing towns, metropolises, gardens and lakes. Now this was previous kalpa. So Prabhupada gives a very intelligent hint that don't think that this particular Kali Yuga we have 2021 and Afghanistan is taken over by some group and oil prices are rising and then energy crisis, climate change. Let us wait for the next Kalpa. Next Kalpa may not have the calculation of 2021 or whatever. What does 2021 mean, by the way? It's a number, right? But why 2021? It is just the start of the Gregorian calendar. Jesus Christ advented, that is year 1. This is the 2021, 21st year. We have Shalivahan Shake, Vikramaditya, Lord Chaitanya Zera. Everybody has their own way of calculating. Some Vedic calendar may say this is the 5600 year after Kali Yuga began. That is another calculation. So, even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it all depends on the current culture. In the next kalpa, something very similar will happen. Perhaps the names may change. Prabhupada uses the word practically. Practically, every kalpa is same. Means really? Every kalpa will have one Edison, one Newton, one Einstein. Of course, the names could be different. You want, you can become one. Means really? I can have a Nobel Prize? Why not? They're just given for the asking. You just have to have that drive or that desire, basically a vasana, that, oh Lord, let me discover something which you already have discovered, you already have made, but let me show to these blind people so that they give me credit. That's all. Krishna, let me manipulate one of or all of your 8 energies and try to become some great person here. They say, Andho me kana raja, right? Marathi, they say, Vasrat langdi gai shani. Among the calves, the lame cow is like a scholarly cow. What I am teaching myself is, Prabhupada gives you that cosmic angle, a wide angle. You see the entire thing. Okay, I can't resist this temptation. You see these cricket clips. So there is a camera at the stumps, right? So much technology has advanced. So you see the camera right from where you see the big foot of the bowler coming like that. That day I don't know why it came to my YouTube choices. Maybe some hidden thing. YouTube understands as a super soul what I want. And they gave it. I must have done something. I must have typed in some news. Otherwise they won't show me. So they are also like super soul. They only provide what you want. And then there is a drone angle. The entire stadium is seen. Always when you see things from the stump mic or the stump camera, you don't see the big picture. You don't see everything. But Prabhupada in his purport sometimes takes you way up. High up there. And then you see all the spectators, you see the tiny players, you see the 2 umpires, and you say, hey, how puny and trivial this is. So any development in this material world is simultaneously 2 angled. One angle is, my God, this has happened and now we are going to give you a big expose of that. Listen for our latest report on what's happening. We'll give an hour commentary on that. The royal way to waste your time. It's a fact. Sometimes you see 30-40 minutes of something, some commentary, and you say, why did I waste my time on that? Even this guy is not convinced. He's not even properly informed. The only thing he successfully did was agitate my mind. He already was agitated. Now he has successfully agitated 35,000 viewers because that video has 35,000 views. You have to have someone like Narad Muni who never was agitated. Of course, once he became Narad Muni, and that's the whole process here. So, we move ahead. Last point for the day. In one purport, which I really was one of my favorite ones, it is the duty of a Parivrajakacharya to experience all varieties of God's creation by traveling alone through all forests, hills, towns, villages to gain faith in God and strength of mind as well as to enlighten the inhabitants with the message of God. Many years ago, Madan Gopal Prabhu said, we are going to the forest of Radha Nagri, which is near Kolhapur. I don't know why I volunteered, but I went there. The plan was, from evening till morning japa, we are staying in a forest. And forest means actual forest. I thought there could be some dwelling, some shelter somewhere. I said, no. Forest means forest. But it was enjoyable, at least for once. But I have to come again if you have any plans to come. So evening time we sang bhajans and we discussed things, and there is a bit of a, I had gone heavily prepared. I believe in one thing, there is no bad weather, only improper and insufficient clothing. You see, there is nothing like bad weather. You should be prepared. So they said, it could be a little bit chilly at night. I said, nah, a little bit chilly. I am going with all my stock of socks, muffler, cap, sweaters, everything. And sure, there was a campfire and we slept around it. And at 12:45, the campfire died. And then some of the devotees there, they were like, hoo, 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 hoo. There was some chilly bit of thing. So I was fully covered and a bit too selfish also to bother somebody, take my scarf or take my acid. I was told, I'm covered. And then we got up, Brahma Muhurta time, finished our morning duties, in close contact with material nature, came and started chanting. And for the first time in my life, at least this known life, I saw what it means for the sun's rays to touch Mother Earth. It takes 8 seconds, I was told in my physics class, for the sun ray to reach. And we could see that there is no sun up there, but the light is there. And one day in GV, Hanumat Prashak Swami, we were chanting and he saw and he says, Namabhas, Namabhas. I said, what do you mean Namabhas, Maharaj? He said, the sun has not come yet, but still you can see things, isn't it? I said, yes. We, with our artificial chandeliers and lighting and neon lights and sodium vapor lamps, completely cut off from what it means to see the sun's rays kissing the surface of the earth. So, that day, I could see that this happens every day. Amazing. Every day, Krishna's son comes and does it. And we say, isme kya miracle hai? Oh, you missed out today. Kal to hai na? Why worry? So, anything which happens every day with this same energy is not taken as a miracle. So what is the point of, it is the duty of a mendicant to experience all varieties of God's creation. First thought which came to my mind was Vidur Niti. Vidura is telling, wherever you go in the world, you'll always have three kinds of people. Those who agree with you, you may say, oh, they are my friends. Those who disagree with you, you may say, I don't know why. Maybe something wrong with them. And those who are the middle, fence sitters. You may say, like all travel ads, they say, come to the, like airlines are saying, fly the friendly skies. Friendly skies? Sometimes you ask water, they don't give water even. What's the question of being friendly? Oh, people of South Asia are very friendly. No. People of Africa are very friendly. Oh, Southern Europe. Friendly people. No. North Europe, the Scandinavians are very friendly. Americans are such friendly people. Such a big illusion. Vidura is saying, anywhere you go, sir, you'll always have three kinds of people. Those who find you agreeable, those who find you disagreeable, and those who don't give a damn about who you are. So for a Parivachakacharya, somewhere you get Oh Maharaj, he has come, there is a nice program here. Maharaj ko feast serve karo. So you get a feast. Somewhere you go and they say, get out of here. You may say, just previously people were so happy and now what happened? Especially when you are doing book distribution. Somebody says, actually I was wondering, I wanted to read the Gita. Is this connected with the Gita? Of course. Oh, I'll take all four. Oh, very nice, very nice. And you see the book distributor is like, nice, nice. People are, maybe there is something in me that they are happy. And then 10 people is a book. Get out. Out of my sight. And he may say, hey, no, out. Our heart needs heat and cold. Sometimes it is said that our cultivation of a Krishna conscious heart is like a blacksmith's job. 15 minutes, this bar is in the furnace. It's making it hot. And then you take it out. Ah, somehow one big calamity has gone from our life. Only bam, bam, bam. You say, oh, if this was bad, this is worse. And then suddenly in the water, and then he checks. Maybe a little bit more. Again in the furnace. And you say, Krishna, how long? And why me? Then you see the lives of devotees, like Narad Muni can go anywhere, can preach anywhere. He is called Deva Darshana. Only the demigods can see him, see his compassion. Who are the candidates who successfully were preached by Narad Muni? Okay, that's our last point. We'll meditate only on that. What we know so far, Dhruva, Prahlad, Prachetas, Prachin Barishat, Ratnakar, the dacoit who became Valmiki later, he preached to Kamsa. No, he went to his palace. He was eager that Kamsa is not killing these babies, and if they don't kill, if they are not dead, then how will Krishna appear? So he just, it was a light process. He made it turbo. Fast, fast, fast. Narad Muni preached to Mrigari. The story comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. To a snake. To a cobbler. That story comes in Rajvidya book. Constantly preaching. Took a curse from Daksha Prajapati. How did he take the curse? He himself came and told him, I did this. Curse you. You will never get a home in your life. He says, thank you very much. So it's not easy being such a preacher. A fallout point of this thing that one should experience the Lord's creation is a thought which comes sometimes that I haven't seen the Himalayan mountains. I haven't experienced snow. I had this small kind of a thing that kabhi barf girte hue dekha nahi kabhi. And once I got this experience, I was in Detroit. It was -9 degrees from Celsius point of view. And I was supposed to go to some room and that whole area looked white. So I came out of the car, up to my knees. I said, yuck, what is this? So he said, ye barf hai, aisa hi hota hai. And then I came to a program. I took out my shoes. And I couldn't see what it was. The passageway was dark. So somebody had come from their homes and their shoes and the snow had melted. So it was all very sweet, super cold water. And I put my foot with a sock on it, on that water, and right up to my brain, that spine tingling chill went. And for the next 45 minutes, I was just thinking, God, this, first of all, my body has to get heated, then it will heat up the sock, then it will evaporate the water. Kab hoga ye? So I said, all this for this sensation of having a snowball and a fight and taking snow in your hand. And then I talked to somebody, he was from the Middle East, and he said, I just wanted to be near a body of water. I said, what do you mean? अरे सोचना ओशियन या रिवर जैसा ये चौपाटी इधर है 100 मीटर्स अवे हाउ मेनी ऑफ अस गो देयर एंड लुक एट द ओशियन एज इफ कितना पानी है इधर वाओ व्हाई घर की मुर्गी इट इज ऑलवेज देयर आई टॉक टू डिवोटीज हु हैव फ्लैट्स एट मरीन ड्राइव एट बाणगंगा आई सेड हैव यू एवर सीन द ओशियन एंड एडमायर्ड इट प्रभु इतना काम होता है कब ये मिलेगा सो वी लिविंग नियर द ओशन वी एडमायर द माउंटेन्स दोज हु आर इन द माउंटेन्स दे एडमायर द ओशन दोज हु आर इन द बीचेस दे एडमायर फॉरेस्ट फॉरेस्ट ड्वेलर्स एडमायर समथिंग एल्स वी ओनली एडमायर थिंग्स विच वी नेवर एक्सपीरियंस्ड एंड समटाइम्स डिवोटीज लीव द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति थिंकिंग दैट क्या मैं मर रहा हूं इसी सिटी में रह के जपा ये आई नीड टू एक्सपीरियंस कृष्णास क्रिएशन आई नीड टू डू समथिंग ऑन माय ओन वेल हियर इज समथिंग फॉर यू व्हाट डिड नारद मुनि डू स्नात्वा पीत्वा हृदय नद्या आई वाज हंग्री आई वाज थर्स्टी व्हाट डिड आई डू आई डिडंट गेट अ बिस्लरी आई डिडंट गो टू ए मैकडॉनल्ड्स फॉर सम क्विक फूड Snatva, take a bath in the river. Pitva, drink any water. Can you believe it that at that one particular time you could drink any water from anywhere? There is a 1930 or 1860 picture of Bandra Creek, that part of Mumbai's railway system, where if you are asleep, your nose tells you that Bandra station is coming. That part. So, at one point of time, there was clear water flowing there. You may say, impossible. So, at one point of time, you could go and drink any water from anywhere. You could take any fruit. Or Bhagwan Prabhu tells me, he has traveled from Asetu Himachal. He has gone from Kanyakumari to Himalayas. There is not a single tree anywhere in India where it is said that if you are hungry, please take a fruit if you are interested, it's available. No. If there is a fruit tree, then the fruit trees are cut down because the fruits are being taken by others. Or the best is to plant those completely Kali Yuga products, that horrible babul, which ensures that that tree is a pakka Kali Yuga tree, by the way. No fruits, no leaves, no fragrance, no shade, no firewood. So, phir tree kya hai wo? You should give at least one of these 5-6 things. But it's a special product made by Kali himself. We had many of those in our Daun farm property when we purchased it. So, then we had to bring a JCB excavator and a JCB which could. It had two or three prongs like that. It would go in the ground and pull it up. And down is hot like anything. So, Sanat Kumar Prabhu had uprooted all these bushes or trees or whatever and kept them ulta, upside down, so that the severe, ferocious sun would dry them up. There was nobody in that property for many years, so nobody was watering them. So who was making sure that they survive? Nobody knows. After 15 days after we purchased that, 15 days after we uprooted all the trees on our property, I had gone to visit. So I saw something like, this is the proper tree. It is made ulta like this. It is burnt by the sun rays. And still there was a green leaf coming out. I said, God, इसका कोई backer होना चाहिए नहीं तो ये इतना नहीं कर सकता. Who is backing it? Who is giving it support? This tree is a symbol of this age. Then I read Bhagavatam and then I saw there is a term called Punya Drumai, pious trees. So I got to understand, agar wo pious hai, toh ye idhar, uska other variety hai. So in one sense, Vidura tells us, kahin bhi jao, teen prakar ke log hai. Don't be surprised. You give a class, somebody says good class. Somebody says, it's okay. Somebody says, you gave a class? Really? I didn't notice that. I was busy plucking tulsi or I was saying like that. But anyway, Granthraj, Bhagavat Puran ki, inka class tha lagta hai. You sing, you do anything. So then why it is said that a parivrajakacharya should do that? Just to see that your mind doesn't get attached to anything. I was serving food for life prasad in Barsana. And one sadhu came there. And this is the last story for the day. So I said, Maharaj, rice hai, dal hai, sweet bundi hai, aur puri hai. Kya lenge aap? So he took out from his bag one dolchi or one container. And he said, put everything in it. I said, but rice, dal to patla hai, rice hai, puri ek ho jayega. Bola, sab ek. Sweet bhi, and he actually mixed everything. Rice, dal, puris and bundi also. And he ate there. And he said, I belong to some impersonalist thing, he said. Kisi se prem nahi, kisi se aprem nahi. My ears got pricked. I said, really? Ye apki kya philosophy hai? Bola, haan, ye sansar se attachment, he didn't use the word attachment. He said, don't love anybody and don't unlove anybody. And then of course we had a small discussion that, is it possible like that? How far can you continue like that? In the bhakti process, when we say love Krishna, oh, that means I should hate my wife, hate my husband, hate my job, hate my hobby. No. You don't hate anybody. But hate to aayega hi na, kisi ke prati to hate aayega hi. Hate your own anarthas. Hate those practices which prevent you from becoming a devotee of Krishna. So as Prabhupada said, love is only for Krishna. Because love, only Krishna can reciprocate. In the same way as food is for the stomach. Naak food khayega, kaan food khayega. Ya haath laddu reke rakhega, ye kisko dunga nahi main. This is my laddu, I earned it, nobody gets it. After 20 minutes, 30 minutes, the hand will become sticky, the laddu will become powder, neither the hand is enjoying, neither the body is enjoying. So when Prabhupada said, love means for Krishna, food means for the stomach, later, the stomach gives that same energy to the whole body. Is it not? So, yatha taror mool nishecha neena, tripyanti tat skanda bhujopa shakha, pranopaharachaitendriyanam, sarva arhanam achyutejya. As you water the root, the whole tree grows. As you feed the stomach, the whole body grows. As you worship Achyuta, the entire cosmic manifestation gets benefited. So this is the sum and substance of the bhakti process. So we will end here. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Mad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.